What are you going to say about mRNA vaccines over Christmas dinner? So it's the holidays, and we're all going to see or communicate with people we maybe haven't seen for a long time. What are we going to say? A friend told me a familiar tale yesterday. His relatives cannot believe that the government and their experts would mislead the public. What possible reasons could they have to do so? Sound familiar? Here are a few ideas. Years ago in the early 70s, I was the director of a national charity in London. I was introduced to Jimmy Savile. Jimmy was at the time a national icon, hosted the insanely popular Top of the Pops TV show and high-profile benefactor of children's charities. On acquaintance, he turned out to be personable, hell well met, and constantly smiling. In reality, Jimmy was none of these. He was a prolific paedophile and sexual predator, hiding behind his successful and caring public personality. Eventually, a year after his death, Jimmy was exposed for what he was, but only after a host of well-known celebrities and politicians had shielded him for years from mounting questions and accumulating evidence. You never know what hides behind the masks of virtue, bonhomie, fame, success, and authority. That's why TV is able to make hundreds of true crime documentaries where the villains are apparently respectable pillars of their communities who were initially considered beyond reproach or suspicion of guilt. The truth is that before the pandemic, very few in the public or government knew anything that would make them wary of biotechnology. If someone comes towards you holding an AK-47 or a machete, you run because you know they are dangerous. But we had no cultural or historical context to assess the risks of biotechnology outside of technical papers discussing gene therapy experiments with unexpected and harmful outcomes. Papers that few people would in the normal course of events come across. Having worked in the biotech testing industry, I happen to know that things can go incredibly wrong. I was lucky in that respect. Most people had for years been fed a diet of popular media articles explaining biotech projects seeking to develop cures for a range of inherited illnesses to prolong life and to unlock secrets of robust health. These were actually speculative hopes, dressed up by PR propaganda designed to encourage investment, government grants, and pave the way for public acceptance. It proved easy to fall for the vision of a future free from illness, a very seductive prospect. But biotech insiders working at the coalface of research tell a very different story. Setbacks, off-target adverse effects, and theoretical benefits that failed to materialize. The complexity of genetic command and control functions defied simple fixes. One gene doesn't perform just one function. It performs many and works in concert with other genes. Replace a single gene and unwanted side effects are inevitable. As a result, the prospects for gene therapy dimmed in the 90s and early 2000s, but in 2008, new, more exact gene editing techniques using CRISPR-Cas gene scissors were developed. Research efforts stepped up and PR went back into overdrive. Gene medicine, according to this new narrative, was now going to be safe and effective. Today, we know this to be false. As a paper published in November 2022 by the Karolinska Institute shows, CRISPR-Cas techniques lead to unpredictable on-target genetic rearrangement, which can interfere with vital cellular gene repair mechanisms. This shows just how long it takes for serious safety work to catch up with innovative, commercially targeted science. In this case, 14 years, not a lot different from the time normally allowed to assess the safety of new vaccines, about 12 years. We now know that mRNA vaccine techniques cause serious adverse effects which can impair long-term health and quality of life outcomes. These include, but are not limited to, cardiac disease and cancers, the number one and two leading causes of death in the world today. Well, coincidentally, the third is medical misadventure, death caused by the supposed cure. We also know that mRNA vaccines are not even effective at stopping transmission, infection, or preventing serious illness. So why are mRNA vaccines so much more dangerous than traditional vaccines? The answer lies in the body's defensive mechanisms. There are innumerable processes designed to protect the integrity of physiological structure and function. And there are walls which segregate and protect processes and systems. Amongst these, our skin protects us from all manner of pathogens. We are all aware of the hurt and infection that can result if the skin is breached. The digestive tract is separated from the rest of the physiology and harbors multiple processes, enabling food to be sufficiently transformed to cross the barrier in various forms into the wider physiology. Our lung and mucous linings protect us from airborne pathogens. Veins and arteries contain blood. The blood-brain barrier protects the brain, the placenta, a growing fetus. Organ sacs protect vital organs. The cell wall protects our trillions of cells, and the cell nucleus protects our DNA. All these barriers are not actually walls, but transformative filters, which permit passage under certain conditions. Five generalized qualities operate at these interfaces and in the physiology as a whole: stability, adaptability, integration, purification, and growth. For example, to maintain stability, 70,000 DNA repairs are performed in every cell every day to protect against oxidative damage and mutation. The many protective functions of our immune system are active at all these barriers to purify pathogens. Our immune system has a tremendous adaptability to identify pathogens and design strategies to neutralize them. It integrates the results of these encounters into its immune memory. The final outcome of physiological processes is continual growth and renewal. 98% of the atoms in the body are replaced each year according to set order and protocol. mRNA vaccines breach the skin, bypass the digestive tract, and can leak into blood vessels, as most modern vaccines do. Crucially, mRNA vaccines also breach the cell wall. They're designed to do it, and they insert genetic instructions adjacent to the nucleus where they dictate how our genome expresses itself. Thus, mRNA vaccines enter into the inner sanctum of genetic control and alter physiological processes fundamental to physiological stability. They redirect cells to produce toxic spike proteins, which have been found to breach the blood-brain barrier and accumulate in organs. The complexity of these processes and their outcomes precluded adequate safety testing in the short time frames available. In truth, mRNA vaccines posed a giant step up in risk. Politicians, most medical experts, and the media were either unaware of this or unwilling to contemplate the implications. They were under pressure from exaggerated publicity pointing to massive COVID casualties in the pandemic. Undoubtedly, there were well-informed key players deciding to expose the public to risk while simultaneously hiding the risks. There was a lot of profit and professional kudos on offer. However, in most cases, those promoting the vaccine were acting out of ignorance. Everybody makes mistakes. The test of personality comes after a mistake is revealed. Some early vaccine proponents have now come clean and admitted error. In the UK, top cardiologist Dr. Asim Malhotra and nurse educator Dr. John Campbell. In the USA, pharmaceutical safety expert Dr. Vinay Prasad, and renowned medical educator Dr. Mobeen Siad, for example, and many, many others, are now speaking out on media platforms about scientifically proven safety issues. These are not conspiracy theorists, as the government is glibly advising us. They are not experts protecting their positions and reputations. They have a lifetime of dedicated public service behind them, and they are now risking their positions to inform the public. I haven't put a lot of references here. That's because you can watch these renowned scientists on YouTube for yourself as they consider technical issues and arguments for and against in great detail. Their professional conclusions don't look good for mRNA vaccination safety. My current favorite, Tucker Carlson interviewing Dr. Malhotra. So gather round and enjoy some honest Christmas fare that our MPs dread you might watch. So why are our MPs and their experts so afraid that you might stray onto the internet? And why are they still silent on safety issues? Back to Jimmy Savile. Unfortunately, those in the public eye often seek to hide their mistakes. And as one deception follows another, deception can become deeply criminal in character. During the pandemic, many have suffered devastating adverse effects or had their employment terminated by mandates. But in the face of mounting evidence of harm, politicians and experts have dug in their heels and refused to change direction. Continuing to do so now is becoming a crime. If you want more information about the risks of biotechnology and the needed controls, go to globe.global. So this is Happy Christmas from Dr. Guy Hatchard, wishing you a wonderful 2023, full of honesty and science. Thank you.